Reverend Al, Reverend Al, Reverend Al.
Good morning.
Where are you this morning?
On my way to Washington, D.C. They're having the formal ceremony to swear in Loretta Lynch as the Attorney General of the United States. I'm going down for the ceremony to see the first black woman sworn in as the Attorney General by the President of the United States. And it brings me into my thoughts today. There's been so much conversation in the last two or three days about transracial out of this whole situation of the woman in Spokane, Washington, Rachel Dolezal, saying she is black or she is part of the black experience, even though her parents came forth saying she is biologically white. And I think that rather than get into a debate, clearly there have been whites throughout our history that have been involved in our struggle, that have led in the movement, and we've never had a movement that excluded people. But people cannot become something they're not just based on their life experience without also taking into account those of us that can't choose and don't choose to choose not to be what we are. I think that what our challenge in this time is not to get sucked into a debate on whether or not someone chooses to be us, but to continue the fight on what it means to be us. Having the status of being treated as second-class citizens in the criminal justice system and in healthcare and in education, rather than argue about who wants to identify with us, we ought to major in what it is that we are and the status that we are given, so that as we affirm ourselves, if others want to identify with it, that is their choice. We must deal with the things that we have no choice in and keep our eye on the prize.
Mm. Have you ever met her?
I do not remember ever meeting her. I know that they say she was the head of Spokane in the ACP, but that's only been for the last several months. I really don't remember meeting her. But again, I think there's been a lot about that ignored. To take our eyes off the pool party young lady and deal with 3 or 4 days arguing about this, to me, I think is a distraction.
I think so, too.
I want to
congratulate Jay, though. I think, Jay, I want to congratulate you. I heard the announcement that he's now leading blacks for Donald Trump for president. I think it's amazing.
Reverend Al.